Yo, what is up, people? We should be live on X at Stern Jesus 420 and at SJ or Shelly SJ Smoke on X. Welcome, everyone. We are a few minutes early, but that's fine. You know, you all were just sitting here waiting for the show to start anyway. You get a few extra minutes to enjoy us. We do have an awesome guest coming on in less than 20 minutes. April Hunter will be on with us. In the meantime, of course, I'm Stoner Jesus. That is Shelly Martinez. We are Shelly and SJ of the Smokeout with Shelly and SJ. It's an interactive video show where you can join us on the show. All the stuff is scrolling along the bottom, the pertinent information. If you subscribe on the Patreon, you can join us on the show. I'll send you a link whenever we do the show on the StreamYard. And you can join us in the private chat. You can be on audio. You can be on video. Whatever you want to do. Participate in the show. Ask questions. Do whatever we're doing, whether it's an eating contest or a watch-along or just shooting the shit, whatever millions of awesome things we do on every episode. Plus, you get all the episodes, which is more than 75 now, on video, full episodes, if you want it. Patreon.com/ShellySJSmokeout to subscribe there. You also get access to the Discord, all that stuff. And ShellySJSmokeout.com, a lot of stuff there as well. The links to the Patreon. Also, the audio version of the show is always free on many, many podcast platforms, podcatchers, whatever you want to call it. I'm not hip to all that lingo, but I try to fake it as best as possible. Check us out in all of those places. Of course, many of you are wondering, it is Cinco de Mayo, of course. Shelly's outfit is more natural to the occasion. I tried, as a good white person, to try to appropriate Mexican culture as best I could on this day. I was going to get a sombrero, but I didn't put enough effort into it. Unlike our hardworking Mexican brethren, I didn't put enough effort into buying a sombrero, so I ended up with this, which is more, I'm appropriating old white lady culture with this hat, but it's quite awesome. I think it fits in really well with the occasion. It's big. This will be big in Mexico next year, and it'll probably be the reason why.
The old lady look?
The old white lady is going to the beach, can't get her face burned.
No.
Shelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, but here's the thing. I am not by myself right now.
Okay.
I have little Minnie in her sombrero, or her sombrero, I wish, in her poncho, which was purchased in Mexico. Thank you very much.
Nice.
And so I just wanted you know, guys know that the little podcast dog is here celebrating as she is. Part Mexican Chihuahua.
I do want to mention, I want to get the bad news out of the way before we do a celebration of the show. As predicted last time we did a show, the giveaway, the big giveaway we were doing on 420 was a complete and total flop. No one gave a shit. I made the video. No one wrote me back. None of the winners wrote me back. The two winners that were picked at random. And not only that, but both since then have canceled their subscription to the show. They won. You won. Well, you can't see this now. If you're watching live, you may see this. Go back and, I don't know, like, get a hold of me. I mean, I don't know if it's been so long. I don't even know if I'll give you that much time. It's been over 2 weeks. I don't even know if you contacted me now, I might just tell you to fuck off. I don't know. But they didn't get back to me. They canceled their subscription. Over $200 worth of stuff that could have been theirs goes by the wayside. And that's why I said last time, I'm not going to put a bunch of effort into this because it doesn't help. I'm going to make a video and post it. And I did, like on the 22nd of April, and they didn't care. So I'm trying. Trying to give you people shit, and you don't want it.
Let's show everyone the prizes again. Do you have it handy?
Yes, I don't have the pictures handy. The prize pack, the Stoner Jesus prize pack is over there. It was the PlayStation Four and other various things. Stoner Jesus rolling trays, which should have people coming out of the woodwork. Just the Stoner Jesus rolling trays alone should have had hundreds of thousands of subscribers. We didn't quite reach that. But the Pulsar vaporizer stuff, here's this one. You put your little thing in there. It's very, I don't know how discreet it is. I mean, you're holding a pipe like a, you know, an 80-year-old man. But you look cool. I mean, you look cool as fuck if you're vaping out of this thing. So I may bust this bitch out. I don't know. Because nobody wants it. But the very coolest part, and Shelly has one of these as well, still in the box, Apex E-Rig from Pulsar. This is $200 retail. And they were just like, no, Stoner Jesus, fuck you. I don't want your shit.
Look. Very
disappointing.
Okay, so the Stoner Jesus pack has the rolling tray.
Rolling tray. There's a Dr. Dabber. Yeah, Dr. Dabber, an O-Pen, concentrate pen, and a PlayStation 4. My personal PlayStation 4 that I offered to autograph for the winner.
Okay, so, well, look. You send me that stuff. I want the Stoner Jesus package because I can make a lot of content with the Stoner Jesus merch. And that'll be cute. Plus, I'd like it anyways. I'd like to have a PlayStation so that you can help me out there. And
try handy.
I already told you privately who I feel the e-rig should go to if the people flaked out. And I'll tell you privately, not just because of the obvious reasons, but privately why I was like, you know what? And why what made me write you that privately. So there's that. And then you keep the pipe. There it is.
Oh, very cool. Puffing on this.
I have one. I'm going to do a review for the site. I've used it. It's good. Yeah. It's smooth. And what I'm going to plan to do with it is after I film the video for the Patreon and for our social media with it, I'm going to actually gift that to Metal Jesus for Father's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Sit on the porch, puffing the pipe.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Because something that my next venture that I am getting myself involved in is, you know, I buy from a grower, which I love because I know where it's coming from, you know, and what goes into it. And what I love so much about doing the concentrates, the hash oil, is my grower, he does an old school process where you just use ice water. So like there's no chemicals or anything like that. It's just so pure. So what I love about the Pulsar, the e-rig, is it is like the cleanest way to get a good dab, in my opinion. Like I've had other devices that were vaporizer, so there was no butane in it, which it was also clean. But the kind of hits I get with the Pulsar, oh my God, it's just on a whole other level. So what I've been wanting to do, and you probably have seen me talk about it on social media, is I want to find refillable cartridges because I want to put the hash oil that I get from my grower and put it in these cartridges so then I know exactly what's going into it. So when I got these cool devices, I can use cartridges that I know where the source came from because for 420, some of my friends gifted me some products and some of them were like disposable pens. And it's like, you just taste the chemical. Like it's, you still get high, but the chemical's there. I'm just going to be real. It's there. And if you like, I had the one pen on 420. I was like, okay, this is the 420 pen. So if we overdo it, who cares? Like, it's not going into my personal stash, I guess. And so I was overdoing it with it that day. And I got like a headache from it. And so it's like, I don't like that. Like, what is that? Like, and it wasn't one that was like flavored. So it wasn't like maybe the flavoring or whatever. So I don't know. So I went to the internet and I was like, hey, marijuana community, where can I get these cartridges? And either no one said anything or the people that did try to redirect me to like getting stuff that already has product in the cartridge. So I finally found one today. I ordered it on Cinco de Mayo, thank you very much. So I hope the next time we get together here on the Smokeout, I'm gonna be like, I got my cartridges, I got it all set up. It's the bomb. I love it. So here's hoping. Here's hoping.
That's right. That'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention, you may see if you're watching the scroll on the bottom, there's a new addition to the social media for the Smokeout with Shelly and SJ. We're on YouTube now. That's right. YouTube. Shelly SJ Smokeout on YouTube. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's free. I posted a bunch of clips up there. As many as I can, you know, I'm not going to oversaturate it, but, you know, a couple a day if I can. Old clips from back in the day. We have tons and tons of clips. Plus, we'll be adding new clips for stuff, previews, other content. Go check it out because it's awesome. Shelly SJ Smokeout on YouTube and spread the word. Shelly's first time she talked about Paul Heyman is on there. First time she talked about the Young Bucks, doing the movie with Gary Busey where she got paid in weed, biting her toenails while she's waiting for a guy to come to her hotel room. That's the stuff there already. That's just the tip of the iceberg, the proverbial iceberg, if you will, of what we got going on. So check it out and subscribe. Be a homie.
You know what's funny about the toenail story? One of the people on my hottest wrestlers list is the guy that I was talking about.
Nice. Oh, we do have the we have updates on that bracket as well, as we segue seamlessly. It's professional broadcasters we are. The Alexa Bliss Liv Morgan matchup. Alexa Bliss won that, so she moves on to the final four of the women. Mickie James versus Mandy Rose is the next matchup when it comes to the women's side. And that poll right now is up at Stern Jesus 420 on X or Twitter, whatever as you call it. The men, as we talked about when we had Aaron Stevens on the show, and as he foretold, he had to count the lights for one Mr. Paul Heyman. And Paul Heyman moved on to the final four of the men's bracket. Shane McMahon versus Cliff Compton is next on the brackets. And that poll was up at Stoner Jesus 420 as well. So go find it. Make your voice heard. It's an election year. This is very important. Democracy doesn't work unless you vote. And how we know who the hottest person in wrestling was, if we don't objectify them and vote on them in a very objectifying way. That's what we need to do. Paul Heyman, the juggernaut that is Paul Heyman. He's destroyed everybody so far. Who's he beat so far? He beat, he beat Luchasaurus, and then he beat Aaron Stevens. And he's going to face the winner of Shane McMahon and Cliff Compton. And if he wins that, he'll face the winner of CM Punk and Samoa Joe.
Imagine if he goes up against Punk.
It'd be awesome.
That's pretty iconic.
And we did that. We did that. Other people are doing some bullshit. We're doing this. So there.
And don't be copying our shit either.
That's right. Don't steal our stuff. This is it. This is our fame and fortune right here. Don't take it from us.
It's funny. I got to throw that out there because I know that, like, I'm just going to be real. I'm not saying any names. So, like, oh, well. But I have a serial creeper. And when I say a serial creeper, this is somebody I used to be really good friends with. And the way our friendship ended is really stupid and unnecessary, but just shows me what a petty small person this person is. So there's no room at my table for them. There's no tacos for them. Okay, no tacos for you. So this person has been real interested in creeping on my content, seeing what I've been up to lately. It's been real interesting. So I'll leave it at that. So thanks for the view. I know you can't like or comment or subscribe because then you get busted, but you kind of already are, but it's fine. Kayfabe.
Busted. I'm going to assume that this is someone who would be known to the general public.
Oh yeah. They're known there in the wrestling world. If I said the name, people would be like, ooh.
Is it Vince McMahon?
No, Vince.
On your head.
No, Vince. You know, I think that when he's a villain in people's story or he screws people over, I kind of picture Vince being the type that, like, he likes that, like how I feel this way towards my former friend. If that former friend was indeed Vince McMahon, he would get, I think, like, off on knowing, like, how bothered it made me and think it's real funny. And might even poke the bear a little bit. That's the type of person. Speaking of Vince McMahon, oh my God. Did you see back in the day when Vince was on Howard Stern? Did you see that interview?
I think I've seen parts of it. It was like the early 2000s.
Something like that. Well, first of all, happy Cinco de Mayo, Stoner Jesus. I have a little margarita here. And my little tiki cups. The nice. Cheers. And cheers to everybody out there who celebrates Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. I've been waiting for that all week. Okay. So, as you know how social media works, there's one time you either talk about somebody or look somebody up for something, it blasts your whole feed with that person. So, of course, I get recommended stuff for Vince McMahon all the time, whether it's on YouTube or in my search on Instagram, whatever, right? So I came across a thumbnail. They got me with the thumbnail. Hey, creators, it's all about the thumbnail. They got me with the thumbnail. So I clicked on it because it said something like, I can't even remember what the clickbait was, but it was referencing how he was on Howard Stern. And like, I kind of vaguely remember when this happened, like not really, it's nothing that really stuck out to me or whatever. But what I found interesting in it is when Vince briefly and kind of unwillingly talks about how his mom molested him growing up.
Wow.
And Howard Stern brought it up. He kept poking. You know how Howard Stern is. Mm-hmm. And Vince was getting uncomfortable. And he just kept saying, like, I prefer not to talk about it. Or like, he just didn't want to talk about it. But Howard Stern kept in on him. And I thought that was really interesting because I'm not saying that that excuses Vinnie Mac's behavior.
Right.
But it makes sense. Like, when we all don't look at him as a person, as just this like figure that created this world of wrestling and like will always be known for that. And like, no matter what happens, it's easy to forget that, like, that's why he is like all this stuff coming out makes sense. And like behind the scenes, people always knew it. And kind of everyone always did, because if you go on YouTube, there's so many videos of people dating back to early YouTube era talking about all of this stuff. So it's like people are just paying attention to it now. So it's like, it was really interesting to realize, like, not only was he sexually abused, but by his mother. And then not only that, you think about the weird storylines that have been on WWF that were incest related. And then I went down this rabbit hole where I found interviews of Stephanie talking about, like, how she's told her dad no, like she rarely does, but she's told him no for certain things. And like one of them was like, you know, that she was going to have Vince's baby. She said no. So then he wanted her to have Shane McMahon's baby, so her brother, and she said no. And like, so it's crazy to think, like, okay, this dude, this man, let's just say, who cares what he's done in life, this person that was a little boy that got abused and his innocence taken away, fast forward to now. And then, like, you know, it's just interesting. It just makes so much effing sense. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was thinking, obviously being molested by the mother is less common. The person that comes to mind is Howard Hughes. From what I understand, Howard Hughes was molested quite extensively by his mom when he was a kid. And obviously he had psychological problems that were, you know, out of this world. But yeah, I mean, it would make sense. And plus, when you get that kind of power, the kind of power that he had, even well-adjusted people don't react well to stuff like that. And if you're not well-adjusted and you have all this power over people, you know, you pretty much hold their career, their life in your hands, and you can make them or break them whenever you want. I imagine at some point, you know, you just tip over into, like, same thing with guys like Hugh Hefner or whoever else. You just tip into more and more craziness to satisfy your urge for power, your lust for power, whatever the hell it is. And it just gets worse and worse. And the longer you live, you end up, you know, shitting on somebody's head and then going and taking a shower or whatever, and then coming back and like having sex with them when they still have shit on their head. I guess that's the kind of shit you get into. I don't know.
And that's the thing. Like, we could sit here and joke about it, right? And we have. But like, let's take the jokes aside real quick. Let's be the I'm going to be the Debbie Downer here on Cinco de Mayo. So that's the deal. That's what we're dealing with. So when people are like, oh my gosh, and then they go off and make jokes about it, because it seems like, how can a person be into that? And then on top of it, you put that it's like this person that everybody put on whatever kind of pedestal, or I guess box, if you will, of like who he is. And you hit the nail on the head. It's like, when you got all of that unresolved shit going on that happened when your innocence was robbed as a child, it's going to fuck you up, and it's going to take you forward into your life, into an adulthood. And you have a choice to either try to get better and be better, or to fall into the circle where, when's it going to be enough? Because with Vince McMahon, it's to the point to where, at least we know publicly, that the only way he can get his gratification is by taking a dump on a girl and then banging her. That's disgusting. Like, it's just gross. Like I said, we can joke about it, and that's how we all deal with it. But like, think about it. Like, that's really dark, and like pushing the limits for a reason. And I get it. Everyone has their thing, but I just found it made so much sense to the person that I've known Vince McMahon to be, and it just makes so much sense to the control that he always has to have. Like, he was violated. His innocence was taken from him. So of course he's going to have control issues, and then they skyrocket because you have that. He's Vince McMahon, fame, fortune, whatever. So like, everything just makes so much sense. Even to like, when you would get warned about like, don't sneeze in front of Vince or you get in trouble, or like, you know, whatever, all these like little like old man Rich River, like, you can't do this. And it's like, bitch, you're a person. I'm gonna sneeze. I'm a person. Like, get over it. Cover my nose. Like, I'm not sneezing on you. But you know what I mean? It's all about control, and it's all about, and it's like, knowing the stem of it comes from the mother, because who knows whatever else happened after. I'm willing to bet that the mother wasn't the only one. And probably. It just makes so much sense. I cannot get over it.
Before we get too farther in the weeds with Vince, I do want to mention we have April Hunter backstage. I'm going to bring her on. Whether it's a good time or not, to what's good?
It is, because I want to know what she thinks, because she has a good mind.
April.
Hola, amigos. Please. Hey. Cinco de Mayo.
I love your necklace.
Thank you. There's like a little artist co-op around the corner from my house, and I go over there and support them and get weird necklaces. But I have a weird necklace fetish, along with a solar lights fetish and a kilts on men fetish. So yeah.
That's fine.
I love your hat. I love your sombrero.
Thank you. Well, you know,
it's super cool.
When in Cinco de Mayo.
I know. I was thinking about that as I'm getting ready. I'm like, I don't have anything except for color, so I'll do color. So how are you guys doing?
As a Mexican, I'm gonna tell you, that's all you need. That's what it's about.
That's how I feel. I feel it's like I'm good with it.
Celebratory. We have Stoner Jesus over here with his white woman elderly hat
to a sombrero.
This there you go. It works. I like it. I think it
works. Production value of the show. It's through the roof, really.
Shelly, I love that. Oh. The failed OnlyFans model. I'm laughing my ass off.
It's true. But before we get into that, so what we were talking about right now, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So I was asking Stoner Jesus if he had seen or knew about when Vince McMahon went on Howard Stern and did this like interview back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it popped up on my feed recently, like as a recommendation. And I watched this video, and in it, Howard Stern's poking him, because I do believe, now that I think of it, he's poking Vince for answers based off of a Playboy interview, I believe Vince did. And one of the things that he was asking him about was his mom that molested him. Did you know that Vince's mom molested him?
No, I did not.
Isn't that interesting? Like, it makes so much sense, in my opinion, to how Vince is. Like, it's crazy. And so, like, Howard Stern's kind of, like, trying to get more info out of him, you know? And Vince, his body language kind of shuts down a little bit. He's uncomfortable. He doesn't want to talk about it. He even says, well, you know, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was so interesting that that's the tea.
From a man, so too. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
See, I don't know if you do. My dealings with him have been in passing only. So I'm probably not educated enough to actually say, but I know a little bit about people who have been molested and what that manifests into later. And, that could explain quite a few things. So what do you do in that case? Do you sit there and kind of, do you sit there and go, oh, that explains a lot? Or do you sit there and go, oh, wow, he was kind of a victim. So do we feel bad for him now? Like, you know what I mean? Sorry. But I mean, he's caused a lot of people misery. Hurt people.
He's ruined lives.
Hurt people.
He's ruined lives.
People, right? So I don't know, you know, as far as, sorry, I'm shifting around, wrestler hips. Yeah, but that would explain a lot. If it were true.
I just found it really interesting because even though I work for the dude and everything, like, I didn't have much interaction with him. Everything that I've heard about him was like warnings before going on the road. Like, oh, you can't sneeze in front of Vince. All these like little like OCD kind of type of things. And then like, you know, and then you just know how it is. It's just the business, the things that the mainstream's finding out now, like whatever. But it just makes so much sense to me. And when I watched that video, you know what? Yeah, I did have compassion for him in the sense of being a little boy and the person you're supposed to trust, your mother that you came from, your innocence gets taken away. That sucks. But I'm not saying that because I have some compassion towards that situation. I like the guy that I think everything that he did. Oh, well, he was just sick. No, I'm not saying that. But it's just new information to me. And so it kind of trips me out of like, dude, all of it makes sense. Doesn't make it right, but all makes sense.
Yeah. Unfortunately, okay. So first off, mainstream media is a joke. They're a complete joke. And it seems like the mainstream in general is at least 3 to 5 years behind people who are in the know. At least, sometimes longer. So until people unfortunately see it from themselves or understand it, they just don't. We're not it doesn't seem like we're a country of empathy. We have a really hard time putting ourselves in other people's shoes to try and understand where they're coming from. But this seems like this molestation is becoming more and more prevalent, coming more and more to the surface with a lot of people. Which is truly alarming if you think about it, because these are your caretakers. So what's going on that your caretakers are that this is happening. So it's not, my mind is blown every time I hear about all the, pedophilia stuff in Hollywood. So there was that, documentary that just came out recently that a lot of people are seeing, but those of us who have been in the entertainment business since we were teenagers or younger, we've known about it. And as a matter of fact, it was almost normalized. So it was, stuff was quite normalized. And then you get out and you get away from it and you get some perspective and you're just like, no, that couldn't possibly have been what I thought it was, what they're saying it was. And then you're like, oh yeah, I guess that was what that was. So it just kind of messes with your head, you know? So I don't know. Have you experienced that kind of realization once you get out and get away from things.
Well, here's what's crazy. For me, okay, so I'm very open about the fact that I was abused growing up, right? And so for me, I was like perfect for this town. They were like, oh, we got this girl. So being introduced to just how everything is ran in Hollywood, and then specifically becoming friends with people who were child actors at one point, especially if they were really famous at one point. That's why I wanted wrestling so wholeheartedly, not just because I knew that was what I was supposed to do, but I felt like it was a way for me to be an entertainer and a performer without the Hollywood bullshit. So it sucked to find out it's the same thing. It's just packaged differently. It's in a different, you know,
and pays a lot less. Yeah. And it pays a lot less.
It does. And your body's screwed. Like, I love how you said, I love that you said wrestler hips. Mm-hmm. I don't love that you have that. But for me, I have the same thing. So now I know what to call it. It's because I would look like I'm fidgeting, and I know it can come out looking like
I'm very fidgety. I'm
nervous, yeah. Or like something like that. But most of the time, it's like, no, dude, like that, I got to.
Gotta
reset the old bones.
Yeah, I've got bone on bone on my tailbone. If I don't keep moving around, something's gonna hurt. So yeah, I get you on that one.
But yeah, dude, just to bring it down even, but Debbie Downer even more here on Cinco de Mayo when we're supposed to be having fun. I'll close off the seriousness with this. It makes me want to throw up, and I hate throwing up, that because of the backgrounds that we have in entertainment, specifically wrestling, that shit gets normalized to us, to we're just like, it's just how so-and-so is. So what you're talking about, I don't think many people do talk about that when you do kind of break out of the bubble and live like a normie life. And then you kind of go, wait a minute, that wasn't okay. Like, why is that okay over there? And I think that that's where a lot of people, specifically in wrestling, struggle with their mental health, me included, because it's like this huge mind F, like you said, because it's like, it's so freaking normal. And I feel like Hollywood's the same way. It's so normal that you just like, whatever, like, you know how he is. He's just a dick. Oh, yeah. Oh, he showed it to you. Yeah, that's how it is. He did it again. Just ignore him. Just stay away from him.
That's just him being like, him. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's how it's played off too, right?
He doesn't mean anything. Meanwhile, he's like,
Yeah, I remember I was talking about a situation I had with somebody who I couldn't pass on without him reaching out and grabbing me all the time. And usually it was like my stomach, because he was like, I love your abs. And he would just start petting me. And I'm stuck on a tour bus with this guy. And I can't get by him. And then when I said something to him, then he kind of pulled rank. I was borrowing a DVD player from somebody because it was a Region Zero overseas. And what I was using at this particular time, it was, you know, DVDs. What I was using was an American one. It wasn't playing the foreign DVDs. So he grabbed it out of my hands and he's like, I'm going to use that now for the rest of the tour. So, you know, things like that. So I was talking about the situation where you deal with some, you know, harassment and bullshit with these people. And one of my friends wrote to me, and she's a very young wrestler. And she said, when I was 15 years old, I was in a locker room with that guy, and he pulled his pants down and showed me his dick and waved it in front of me. And I was like, have you told anybody about that? She's like, no, I can't. I can't. Because if I say anything, I won't work. And I'll come off as somebody complaining. And he's, you know, more known than a booker here and there. And it's like things like that. It's like, well, so you're going to let me stand out there and take the hit for saying something solo. So that's why you often will see one person come forward, and then you'll see several others come forward at the same time after that, because they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to lose work or be called, you know, be thought of as a certain, you know, a pain in the ass or a problem, or this person's a cancer in the locker room, or she's difficult, you know, that type of thing. So
I hate everybody, I swear to God. But what do I
got? I have typed so many of those stories. That's just a teensy weensy weensy little rather harmless story. I've got so many of them.
Yeah, so I haven't told anybody this. I'll tell the both of you for the first time. So I stopped focusing on my OnlyFans a while ago, just because, like, I'm just over it. I'm done. I can't. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to half-ass it if these people are still paying their money every month. So that's when I failed OnlyFans model, like, whatever. And then, like, I was like, you know what? I still can't even be bothered. So I had my old manager just handle it for me, and I sent him, like, the stuff. And It's like, I had a number in my head. I was like, if it doesn't make this much, like, I'm just done. Like, it's just not worth it. And then that's when I saw the numbers decrease. I was like, see, they want to, here's what I feel. They don't care if somebody is hired to post for you as long as they don't know it. They want that fantasy, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm just not down with it. I'm not cool with you thinking I totally had, like, internet sex with you, and, like, you go to meet me somewhere and you're like, hey, remember me? No, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, me personally, I don't go that route. So the other day I just was like, you know what, I'm at a point now where it's like, if I keep teeter-tottering if something is for me or not, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it's not for me.
I'm so on the same precipice with you.
I went to my settings and I went deactivate. So that's what happened. So if you're out there watching this and you're like, what happened? That's what happened. Deactivate.
Well, that explains the heading there. I'm a failing OnlyFans model as well. It was opened, cheap plug OnlyFans, April Hunter. Mine's still activated. But I opened it during COVID, during the lockdowns, because we lost all our bookings. We lost all our everything. I had a tour in Dubai. I had another one in Canada. I had so much work lined up, and all of a sudden it was just like, nothing. So there's no way to keep in touch with the fans and go out and do the comic cons and everything else. So everybody's like, oh, you should do it. You should do it. You should do it. And then finally I'm just like, ugh, all right. But it is geared towards porn, and it is geared towards porn models. So it makes it really hard when you're not in that genre. So if you are in a genre of centerfold, cosplayer, wrestler, nude model, physique model, these are not considered porn. These are considered erotic models. So a lot of times they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And with OnlyFans, more than any other site I've ever been on, because I have the Patreon and my own site too, cheap plug again, aprilhunter.net, Patreon, April Hunter. More than any other site, like, I can be creative on those sites. I add all my wrestling, all my behind the scenes, all that stuff. Whereas OnlyFans makes it really difficult for two reasons. First, they now want a model release for everybody with everything. So I can't even post wrestling matches up, public wrestling matches in arenas, because they want a model release and ID, government ID, on everybody that was in the ring with me, or is in the video with me, or in the pictures with me. It's like, dude, this is a pro wrestling match. Like, half my fans are here to see pro wrestling. It's like, they don't care. They just want all that because of their, you know, all the sex trafficking laws that went through make it really hard to deal with this now. And then secondly, the guys are so geared towards, hey, do you do this? Do you do that? Do you do JOI? Do you do this? And it's like, I feel like the whole time I'm over there going, no, 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 no. And I spend so much time saying no that I'm just like, this site is not fun. It is not fun anymore. It never really was, but it's just not a fun site. So whereas you go on Patreon, Patreon's fun. The people are you know,
yes,
used to supporting yes. artists and creatives over there. So it's a totally different vibe.
It's 1000% a different vibe. And it, this is my second run with OnlyFans. I did it back in the day when it wasn't so popular. Mm-hmm. And both times when I first start doing it, it's great to where I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. But then it's like going back to earlier before you came on, we were talking about the Vince thing. It's about, you know, when he can't get off until he's pooping on somebody because, like, you know, it's like, it's not enough because he's addicted, right?
They've progressed past this, yes.
Yeah, and to where it's like he's doing things that, like, just aren't healthy, you know? Like, whatever your thing is, your thing, that's just not sanitary. That's a fact. That's a fact. Like,
I was recommending anyways, all.
So, with.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just going to say, I always recommend that all models, when they start, have hard, fast boundaries that they say they will never cross, and they just never cross them. So.
But for me, this is why I end up both times hating OnlyFans, okay? I have not shot topless or nude way over 10 years, probably like closer to 15, if not more now. Mm-hmm. I have never offered talking to someone dirty or things mm-hmm. like that. That's never been on the table. I've never done that, whatever. So with OnlyFans, where it drains my soul is... Even though you're telling them no, like, you could be like, oh, just have your boundaries and say, I'm not saying you, but like just in general, oh, say yeah. no. But when you're dealing with that energy where they're literally being predators and trying yeah. to see.
What can I get? How far yeah. can I push you? What
and then
can I
if
get?
I'm in what a depressed mood and I'm posting on it, like on Twitter or whatever, who's in my DMs? Oh, I'm here for if you need anything. Like, they're tricksters about it. They try to manipulate me into this, like, whole thing when really they just want to get their little card with seeing how far they can push my limits. And it makes me want to freaking throw the F up. I'm tired of it. And I just can't do it. I'm not the girl for it. I know there's girls out there. That's for them because they're, like, hustlers and they disassociate and they just put out their content. Or have someone else do it and they're cool with it, more power. That is not me. I'm too sensitive to energy. I feel it and I receive it. And then what sucks is it not only puts me in a vibe, but it affects my whole household. So now you have a whole household of people getting affected because homeboy over here wanted to get his little tiny dick hard. Can't.
Senator Jesus, you're not saying much over there.
Yeah, she's not talking about me. For anybody who joined us live or whatever, she's not talking about me.
No, 1%.
This show, I am the buffer of everything that Shelly gets. Because Shelly, on the Instagram, every time I post a picture of Shelly, which is a lot because they get the most views and the most likes, obviously, I'll get guys in the DMs, you're so sexy, Shelly. I've had guys send me dick pics on Instagram. And I've said it many times on the show, Shelly is not going to see any of that. None of what you say or do or act, none of it's going to get past me and get to Shelly. So, and we talked about this on the show before. I've had guys kind of try to befriend me online because they think I have some kind of secret sexual access to Shelly that I can get them. I'm like, dude, you want to smoke with Shelly? Get a fucking subscription. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what else to tell you. It's the show. You would come in and smoke with us. They could be on here right now. Somebody's a subscriber. I give them the StreamYard link. They come on with us. They chill with us. As long as they're cool, they can be cool. And whatever they want to smoke, drink, whatever. But, you know, the dick pics and there's guys on Instagram that every time I post a story, they'll comment, you're so sexy today, Shelly. I've got a guy who keeps sending me Instagram messages asking Shelly out. Please, Shelly, can you just go out with me on one date? It'd be great. I'm your biggest fan and so on and so forth. And listen, guys, I'll say it again. Shelly won't see any of that stuff. She knows about it when I talk about it on the show, but that's it. And she doesn't care. She does not give a shit about that. So.
I would love to see, like, the guy who, like, his brain, his mentality is like, hang on a second. I'm going to take a picture of my dick. I'm gonna send it to this girl and she's gonna love it and want to put her mouth on it and she's gonna be my girlfriend. Like, is that the mentality? Like, has that actually worked for anybody? I've gotten a lot of dick pictures and I've never once gone, oh my God, look at this one. I want to know who this one belongs to. Look at that beautiful, slightly magenta head. I mean, obviously it's well used. And this is a beautiful, beautiful phallus. And I must meet the owner. I absolutely must get back to this person because I'm missing out on life if I don't. That has never crossed my mind to think that.
There's a lot of guys that feel like they're going to
not 1%
with a message or something through Instagram or on Twitter. So it's worse on Instagram. There's a lot of them on Instagram. They comment on everything obsessively and say and make their little emoji, fire emojis or whatever. And you're so hot, Shelly. Please go out with me, Shelly. You're a goddess, Shelly. And it's just
she is.
Obviously, but they think that they think I'm gonna say, hey Shelly, there's these guys on Instagram and they love you so much. And Shelly's gonna be like, yeah.
Give me that's the list.
Great. Some give random
list. I'm gonna work my way down them.
Some random Instagram guys, give me their names and let's see what we can do.
Look, the thing that makes me the angriest about this, okay? When I was single, you have all these freaking nerds being all creepy on the internet like that. But guys in real life, just like ones I was interested in, just couldn't speak to me. They just couldn't even be normal. Like, and then, so it's like, it was like a joke. It's like, so the ones that actually have the balls to be like, you're hot, I want to take you out, are these numbnuts online. And then these numbnuts that I want to go out with in real life are such numbnuts, but I don't know it at the time, right? That's the thing. Right. I didn't know it at the time. They're such numbnuts that I'm over here like, I'm saying, I like you. And this numbnut over here can't get himself together and be like, oh, do you want to go get something to eat? You want to go like whatever? Like an idiot. But the one that has the balls is the ones that I don't even know who you are. That's weird, what pisses me off.
I know. It's like, there's a theory too that, how do I put this? Women have had to step up and fill the role of the men who are not being manly anymore or being aggressive or being masculine. So the reason you're seeing so many masculinized women now is because they will step in to do this if the men are not masculine. So the real toxic masculinity, they like to say toxic masculinity a lot about the true alpha guys, and true alpha guys aren't the loud, obnoxious ones. They're the ones that take care of their people and make sure they're, you know, fed and cared for and everything. The true alphas out there are not the toxic masculinity. It's the weak men who are so toxic to society. Because by the very definition of toxic, toxic means dangerous to others. So when you have so many weak men who are not standing up, who are following, who are forcing the society to change around them and make massive changes to accommodate their weakness, there aren't enough strong men to defend the country because we apparently have such a deficit now with our kids. They're either too heavy or too stupid to go into the military. So now we've got a problem. These are weak, the weak men, weak kids. So the weakness is actually the toxicity. The strength is not. So a really strong man is going to allow a woman to step back into her femininity and be a completely comfortable in her own skin woman who can be nurturing and loving and everything divine about a woman. So I don't understand why so many men are afraid to step into their own role and be masculine. Sending a dick picture is not it.
And that's a bunch of good, really, really, really good points. And what I'm kind of gaining from it is like, so it's like somebody's watching this and they're kind of like, well, sometimes I don't know and I don't want to disrespect a girl. And I get that too. But here's the thing. I've been with Metal Jesus now for 8 years. And he is not like those numb nuts were, these weak dudes who I would be like, hey, I'm being kind of masculine here and being the aggressor and saying, I like you. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing games, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But they ran. But then mm-hmm. the reason why I was operating like that is because I understand that guys don't understand if a girl thinks that they're her friend or if they're interested. So because I'm so aware of that, because of wrestling, being in the wrestling world, I would put things out there. And I thought when I liked wrestlers, when I put it out there, they would really be like, okay, cool. Now I know what's going on because like, whatever. So going back to Metal Jesus, I remember like one of our first official dates, I remember looking at him and I was like, I could tell he doesn't know if like this is going well. Like I could tell. So what I did, you know where it was, Stoner Jesus?
The sushi place?
Effing sushi stop. It was at sushi stop. Hell yeah, because you know how I roll. If I like you, I take you to sushi. I'll tell you about that later, April.
You never took me to sushi.
Hey, because I haven't seen you in a long time. That's why.
I know. It's been way too long.
I'll take you to sushi stop. Not sushi stop. I've banned them since, but whatever. So what I did is when I saw in his vibe, he was unsure, I kissed him on the lips. Let him know.
Oh, really?
Nice.
And then even though some could look at it, and myself included, when I've been upset with him, like, oh, why do I always got to be the aggressor? Why do I was whatever? But then I realize some people, it's not that they're not with men. It's not that they're being weak. They're just scared of being wrong. And yeah, it's been interesting to me to deal with all these dudes who were so scared and being weak, and then finally I get with a guy, and I'm scared he's gonna be weak because I still find myself as the aggressor. But the difference is that his reaction to my communicating is received, and then he gets the confidence of now I can take on that alpha male role because now I know for sure it is going the way I was hoping or that I wanted. And so these knuckleheads were those weak ass little bitches that couldn't hang, like so small, like that bothers you. Okay. But then something I've had in my journey with having that trauma of being around, especially sorry wrestlers out there, but you wrestler boys, they always say girls are crazy, but go and try and work in the wrestling business, see how those guys are. They are mm-hmm. worse than women. I tell you what. So I learned a lot, and I'm very grateful for that and trying to understand men better, because that helped me in my relationships with men, because it's effed up from my childhood, right? So I'm trying to like mend that. So with Metal Jesus, I started viewing him as weak for a while in our relationship because I was like, I always have to be the one. But then enough time went by, and then that's when it clicked that, oh, your reaction is completely different. You're just scared you're going to be wrong or upset me. That's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Anyway. A lot of girls, too, they play games. So you don't know if they're friend zoning you or into you as a guy. So one of the best ways to kind of
let somebody know.
Yes. So they're kind of playing this, I don't know where I'm at thing. Then again, I mean, the best way to figure that out is to try and kiss her. You'll find out real fast where you stand.
Tell them real quick. Well, here's the thing. I'm using Stoner Jesus because I'm trying to like keep myself relevant. So that's what I do over here with Stoner. I just use him.
She's hooked herself to my and my queen is going to lift her up. At least that's
there you go.
I guess.
There you go. You guys little are a good.
You know that I have no fame, so.
No, you guys are a good team. You guys are a good team. I am jealous. I would love to have a Stoner Jesus in my corner, but I currently have a dog in my corner. So sitting here, he does the podcast with me. Ah, come here, say hi.
Let's see.
Oh, this is Max. Yeah. Hi, baby.
Hi, Max.
He's like, I'm trying to sleep.
So how is your podcast doing? I love your podcast. I need to catch more of it.
Thank you. Would love to have you back on. It's doing all right. It's just a matter of trying to figure out schedules sometimes because Ray's been up and down, up and down with things. And but yeah, we're doing good. We're having some interesting people on. We switched it over to my own personal YouTube page. So ever since that, it started growing a little bit more. So I can't complain. We talk about all the things that you guys probably don't talk about. So we hit on all the news that the mainstream media isn't covering. We, you know, disseminate conspiracy theories, what's real, what's fake. We talk about a lot of esoterics and spiritual subjects. We try and do a good news story every week. And yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. So yeah, it's a good time. It's kind of a battery recharger for me. So
that's awesome.
People love our show. You know, it's mostly smoking weed and talking shit about people. And
I would prefer the edibles.
That's fine. Everyone's welcome to their own device. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we sit here, we talk shit, we tell stories. Sometimes we get deep, sometimes not. Sometimes I get upset and I realize that when I just do this to the camera, our numbers go up.
Yep.
And then I'm like, so what am I even doing then? Why am I even here?
Yeah, for me, it's
had those moments.
Speaking of boobs, first of all,
it's your turn, Stoner.
That's right. That's the thing. For people who are watching now, this is the free part. I'm only going to show my boobs in the bonus time. So those of you watching right now, it's been about an hour. So this time for the freeloaders is about over. Will I show my boobs in the second hour? In the bonus time, I don't know. Maybe. We still have to talk to Shelly. Speaking of Metal Jesus, we have to talk to Shelly about Passion on the Pool Table and see what's going on there because we didn't get to that. All of that still to come in the bonus material, but you have to subscribe on the Patreon. Patreon.com/ShellySJSmokeOut. You get the access to the show, the Discord, all the shows on video, all that stuff. Go do it. So if you're watching free on X, either at StonerJesus420 or at ShellySJSmoke on X, you're now going to see us disappear. So go subscribe and go check out the bonus time.
Or follow us over there, rather. Keep us company. Come over.
Spread the word.
Real quick, here's a little spoiler alert. Something that I'm going to ask April about right now is shooting with photographers and hard-ons. So you don't want to miss that, right? So
subscribe.
We got some things to talk about. Cinco de Mayo. We're going to talk about penis.
That's right.
We're like talking about penis.
So, all right. We're gone live off of X. Mm-hmm. Still recording. I've yet to screw that up. I always expect to screw that up and just destroy the whole recording, but we're still going. We're just not live anymore.
I'm laughing at your Joe Biden's pooper scooper thing there.
Yeah.
Diaper changer.
My side hustle.
Yes.
So welcome to bonus time, everybody. If you're watching, you'll be watching on Patreon, obviously. And here we are. So Shelly, what was your question? Your pre-bonus time question?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have this in my notes of show topics because I keep, when things come to my head, like I just put them. Usually it's when I'm going to the bathroom in the morning, to be honest with you. But there you go. Some poop for thought, if you will.
I write on envelopes. I think I understand.
Mm-hmm. So I forgot why, because this note is old. So this was a long time ago. Here's what my note says. Photographer got a hard on during photo shoot. Do you know who I am? Douche. That's all it says. So if I remember correctly, this is how the story goes with why I wrote that. I don't remember what triggered me, but I remember this was before I had my boobs done. So this was before WWE.
I should conclude that this just doesn't happen. Photographers don't. This is not a thing. It's not a thing. Okay. When they're shooting you, they're trying to get the light right, the position exactly. right. They're not. They're compartmentalizing their thinking, and they're trying to get the right shot. It's not a sexual thing.
And by the way, kind of like how to you and me, seeing a girl scantily clad is so normal versus like if my mom saw somebody scantily clad, if that makes any sense. Like, it's just normal, like whatever. So with a photographer, they're shooting girls that are half naked or nude. Mm-hmm. It's just the girl that you're shooting. It's not like you're saying, like you're focusing on other things that are going to help you get what you want, whatever. So this is before I had my boobs done. So I was super insecure about it. And I was the type where I was like, I wish I had good boobs because then I would be topless. Like I wanted to be in Playboy, like the whole nine yards. So I had this shoot off a good old Craigslist. It all starts with that. Right?
I'm sorry. Okay. That's end this conversation right there. Off a of Craigslist. No wonder this motherfucker got a hard on, Shelby. I'm just leaving it at that. Okay.
So I don't remember much. So I think that's I blocked a lot out, but I remember being on this bed and talking about how I was insecure about my boobs. And I remember it was like the rate was whatever amount if you just did lingerie. But if you did topless, it was, you know, you get the bump. So I remember I was like really wanting the money more than anything. If I had good boobs again, it would have been a no-brainer. I would have just done it. But I kind of did it out of just I needed the money. So, like, even though I hated my boobs at the time, whatever. So, of course, like an idiot, because I was young, I start talking about how insecure I am about it, which is the worst thing you can do, because now I'm telling a predator, I'm putty in your hand.
And then they went and told you how beautiful your breasts are.
Oh, sister.
And how perfect you are, and how you should just take all your clothes off.
Oh, sister.
You're perfect the way you are.
And then he goes like this. He started taking the picture. So then after he gave me that spiel that you just gave me right now, because that's what it was.
Instead of going, spiel. If you're not comfortable, it's okay. We can
stop 1,000%. Because you know what?
See, photographers is the right way and a wrong way to do this. You just heard both of them.
And you know why? Because if you're a professional photographer that wants a good product and needs to get the best out of your model, if you're seeing that she's doing what she's uncomfortable with, you're not going to get the product. She's uncomfortable and it's going to come through in the photos. So that's when a true pro would say, if you're not comfortable with that, let's just do lingerie. Boom. That's it. But this guy was not that. He was the Craigslist killer. So then after he gave me that whole spiel, it made me feel so good about myself. So then I vamp it up, do my Shelly thing, which at that time, I didn't know how powerful it was, you guys. I was young. I didn't know my Shelly thing that I do, like my vampy Shelly thing. And, you know, I didn't know.
We don't know that, right? Yeah.
No, I didn't know the power behind it. And you can relate. I didn't know the power behind it. I was so young. And so I gave him the vibe without knowing it. And he goes, see, like right now, I have a hard on. And I shoot so many beautiful girls. I never get a hard on. But you're so beautiful and sexy. Special. I can't help, but I have a hard on right now. And I don't remember what happened after that. Nothing weird like hooking up or anything like that. I wasn't a drinker at the time. I wasn't even a medicator at the time. So that's why I know I blocked it out, because it just kind of freaked me out. But like something triggered me when I wrote this in my notebook. And then when it says, do you know who I am?
I'll tell you how you handle it. I know how you handle it, because we all have dealt with something of this. And here it is. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so flattered. Okay. All right.
I think right? Because nobody. Right. Because I'm putting myself there. I'm putting myself there.
Just trying to get through it and get paid. Like, let me finish. Exactly. Like, hurry up.
Like, oh, okay, like I think I try to tough it out, like, okay, cool, like I hear that all the time. And so that's why he was probably like, oh, it's not working, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then maybe even wrapped up quickly after that. I don't know. But like, I just wondered, like, I was going to bring it. I have this in the notes when I was like, not specifically geared towards you, but just what your thoughts went on that way. You already said, but has anything weird like that ever happened to you throughout your modeling career where like the photographer just like creeped out on you like during the shoot?
A couple of times I've gotten more screwed over by photographers financially than anything else. But one time I was working a bikini shoot on the beach, and this photographer, I don't know if he had like an impulse control problem or what. I found him through Model Mayhem. I'd never worked with him before. And he just reached out, you know, we're shooting, and we're in Louisville, you know, the water right there on the whatever river. There's a sand, there's the beach there, on the beach, the driftwood, the whole thing. All of a sudden his hand just reaches out and goes like this, and just grabs my boob. And I'm like looking down at his hand, and he's like grabbing my boob. I'm like, no. So, and he's like, oh, and he just backed up, and I'm like,
oh,
and I was like, oops. I knew, okay, so I knew that he was a little bit off, and I was like, is he Asperger's, like autistic? Yeah, I think maybe he's autistic or something was going on there, but he didn't even acknowledge it. I'm like, no. Wow. No. He's like, and he didn't need nothing. He like just happened. I'm like, was that like a Tourette's? Like what happened there? So never understood it. Ended up going, okay, that was really strange. And saying something to him at the end. And here's the thing, you got to get your pictures first, right? So you stay, they're holding all your work for the day, especially if you're doing a trade for a promo. So you have to play ball until you get all your content. And after that, it was like, okay, what were you thinking? So, and then I remember just putting on my Model Mayhem, I do not recommend this photographer. So yeah, it was really weird. Like no one's done that before. It's mostly just, yeah.
Is that something that you ever randomly think about, or is that just something because I brought up? Like,
and I actually forgot about it until just now when we're talking about it. So
here's why I
don't dwell too much on any of that stuff.
Here's why I asked. I can so relate to that in a different way. Long story short, as I can make it, about a year ago now, I went to this chiropractor that was like not too far from me, and he totally creeped out on me. I've talked about it here on the show. Like, I swear to God, I swear he was like jerking off in the other room before he came back in the room. I felt it. I felt that energy. I felt that energy, man. I felt it. I know that energy. If anyone knows that energy, I know.
How do you know that energy?
Because of what I do for a living. So I know how it feels when people are jerking off to me. I just feel it. Again, going back to, that's why it's a very thin line with the exclusive content with me, because I feel too much with energy. Mm-hmm. So there's some girls, they don't feel, they're not like, oh, I swear to God, you guys, I'll be real right now. It's Cinco de Mayo. I'm almost done with my margarita. It's a good one. I'm going to be real on the bonus content. I swear to God, you guys, there's times where all of a sudden I'm like, dude, someone's jerking off about me right now. I swear. I know it. And then one of my top people that buy my stuff shortly after that will hit me up and be like, oh, I was just looking at your old content. I need to buy some more content. I swear to God. Oh, I swear to God. I'm too sensitive. I know when people are jerking off to me.
There has got to be a TV show in this. The Dick Whisperer or something along those lines. Some sort of jerk off medium.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Something. We got to get on this. Somebody's going to steal this. And then we have someone else who's like, oh, I feel what people are jerking off. And it's going to be like their idea. They're going to take it from us.
If anybody's ever jerked off to a model, I personally feel like on their birthday, Easter, Christmas, you owe them a present. So go to their Amazon wish list and buy them at the bare minimum, just a little gift card. If you've jerked off to somebody, especially if you didn't pay for the pictures, these are entrepreneurs, small business women. I say these. We are small business people. We have a lot of fees involved with what we do. If you have jerked off to our stuff, just send us a little gift from Amazon from our wish list. We will love you for it. We'll appreciate that you appreciate us. And that is such a sign of respect. I can't even begin to tell you.
Especially if you're jerking off to me, because I know when you're jerking off to me. I know.
You ever wonder why? She's a Santa Claus of jerk off models. She knows when you've been naughty.
But, you ever come out with Shelly and she's just staring off into the distance.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she's thinking. She's like, oh, someone's jerking off to me right now.
And you know what? Then what do? I'm like, if I need the money, hola. Da, da, da. And then who got paid? Oh, I was just thinking I need to buy some content. Boom. Because I know I got the signal. They were jerking off. So that was time to hit. When they had the dopamine in them and they wanted another hit, that's the time to kill it. Yes, I'll take your money. Yes, I got that PayPal. Boom. However, I say that, and that's true. That's how it goes. But it's very draining. And because I'm so sensitive to it,
that's just so funny,
I don't think this is a good business for me anymore, you guys. I don't, because I'm so sensitive that, and I test it sometimes, like, because I think I'm crazy. Well, I know I'm crazy, but I think to myself, how can I know that someone's jerking off when this thing happens? Because it's a whole thing that happens. I don't want to like talk about in detail because that's giving too much away. It's giving my energy out. I can't. But when this thing happens, I've tested it. And not once have I been either inconclusive or I was wrong that someone wasn't jacking off about me. I know what I'm talking about. The sixth sense. Like you said, I should have a show.
You should. Here's a question. So if you could do anything at all, anything, any career, or no career at all, like, what would you do? So I feel like, in a way, like, feminists have ruined it for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because, I mean, I'm not saying this is such a big topic here, right? But at one point, we didn't have to work. We could cook. We could cook all day long. I love cooking. So we could cook. And we could take care of the house and we could do things. We could work at home. And that's ideal. It's kind of what a lot of us are aspiring to go back to now. So, and don't confuse equal rights with feminisms. Like, there's a huge difference there. Like, you know what I mean? And the difference is definitely armpit hair. So, you can be all for equal rights and not be a feminist. So, what?
It's just funny how you put it.
That's it, though. You know that, you know who you're dealing with armpit hair.
I know.
You know exactly who.
It's true.
I know. So, if you could do anything or nothing, what would you do instead of needing the money with modeling and everything else?
I'll tell you exactly, because it's in my mind, because I've been so sensitive. Because here's the thing. I've been going through it because my vibration is now on a different, higher frequency. And I earned that because I've been going through this shit since February. So now that I'm vibrating higher, I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm too sensitive. And I'm like, because at the end of the day, my path in life in this world was to be this like sexy girl. Like, I don't know why. And then when people, like, it's just been my journey. And then, like, the career choices, even the ones I struggle with, it was all meant. That's just who I'm supposed to be. Like, I can't deny it. And I think that when these things have depressed me or brought me anxiety, I try to deny that that's just who I am. And I've accepted it. And so now that, like, I'm on that vibe, I'm like, I'm too sensitive for what I was dipping my toe into, like with the OnlyFans kind of stuff and, you know, testing the waters. And it's like, it made me look at myself like, what do I really want to do? And I always had this vision to have this warehouse space. And in this warehouse space, have it exactly how it is in here with all my little backgrounds. Each wall is a different theme. On one end, like if you took my garage and then like doubled it and put it side by side and it was one big thing, one side would be like this, all my little different themes so I can create and do my thing. And then over there would be a wrestling ring.
Really?
And how I would make money is here in town, people are always creating, and I've done it myself. I go on this website called Pure Space. You're probably familiar with it. And when I do shoots, you should check it out because it's, I'm sure there's places even near you. When Pierce, I want to do shoots,
like a shared peered thing.
It's like people will list their locations for you to do photo shoots and whatever. So I'll find places that are anywhere from $50 to $100 an hour that are real cute. Like if you go on my Instagram and you see like the pink room and all this, like you go there and you just like pay, like, and it's usually 2 hour minimum and you shoot there and it's like these little cute sets. And that's why I started to like just do it at home, whatever.
Ooh, so I can rent my pool out for that too, right?
Yeah, you could. You can make money off of it. Yes, yes. Pure space. And so if I could have my wish, I would be able to generate money that way. And then with the wrestling ring, I have a lot of friends that do session wrestling, mm-hmm. and I worry about them and their safety. And it's something that's been on my heart for like many years because this is nothing new. So I want to literally have a place where they can do their sessions and it's like they're safe.
Yeah.
So that's why the wrestling ring, it has really nothing to do with like me, Shelly, the wrestler, and like do whatever. It has to do with I want to create a space where girls I know that are on the hustle and they do, I want them to be safe because I worry about those girls and it causes me anxiety and stress. It probably shouldn't, but that's the real thing. Cause I've even told them, I was like, look, they say, oh, he's my regular. And I say, okay, good. I get that. But you only know him to what he shows you, which is this relationship you've developed, which caters to a fetish. Yeah. So what if his fetish is because his mom was a bitch to him? Then the mom dies. So now he spirals out of control for the first time in his life because the bitch mom who fucked him up died. And now he doesn't know how to handle. So then you go to the hotel that you always meet him at. And then he kills you. Hmm. No one knows you're there. Because he's going out of his mind because the bitch mom's dead. And he's freaking out. That's something that can happen. That's the world we live in. I'm worried for these girls. Have that place one day. Oh, I want to have that place one day where those girls can be in a place that's cute so they feel pretty. And when they're doing their hustle, they're safe and people know where they're at and everything's all good. So those are my passion projects that if I could have any wish right now, that's what I would be doing, because doing those two things would bring me everything else I ever want.
Hmm. I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
Throwing it out there. Those girls work hard and they work hard for their money. I want them to be safe. And that's like a whole other thing. And like, You know how it is, that life. You know girls who do that. And like, it's a whole.
I do. I remember hearing the story. One of the reasons I don't do it is because very early on, I knew a girl who did it often. She was very good at it, and somebody came in and broke her leg. Session wrestling, and she obviously being self-employed as a professional wrestler and doing the session wrestling too. It took her out of work for a while too.
Yeah.
So
I just don't play like. There's effed up people out there, and then there's accidents. Like I have this one friend, right? This is how she makes good money, you guys. Like she owns land, not just like a house, land, and like she makes good money hustling doing this thing, right? But it's scary because one time she told me there was this client she has that he has a thing with like the whatever the kind of suffocating kind of thing is, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
So he made this contraption that she would, because she's a bigger like girl, not like overweight, but like tall and real built. Mm-hmm. So she's a big girl in that sense, strong, real strong. So he built this thing where she would put him on like a vest or a holster of putting him on. Oh no, sorry, it was on her back. And then when she would move, when she would stand up, it would start to choke him enough. And then when he had too much, he had like the whatever, and that's when she knew to just go forward, and then it would relieve him. That is too much error. Like that's some bad things. No, there's bad things can happen here, lady. And she was just like, oh, it was really cool.
Oh, she better make him sign some paperwork under video surveillance. Holy hell. Like,
you know what I'm
like,
saying?
I don't hold you liable, and here is me on video signing this paperwork, and we're talking about it right now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like...
You can't play.
So, look. A, if that's while you're making your money, I just wish... I hope I can be blessed enough to, like, get it together, to have a place where at least... There could be like a panic button or something. So like if I'm right there, like I can help. I don't know. I just want people to be safe. And this is some real stuff. And I know to people listening or watching can think like this is like, oh, whatever. But like this is some real ass shit that my friends, like most of my friends are like fetish models and these session girls. And I just worry about them because some of these dudes just have no boundaries, and there's weird stuff like made this thing. Oh God, it's creepy. I don't know. Anyways.
I can't imagine being that far along and needing to go through all that, how obsessive you may have to become to build a contraption and have someone choke you all just to get off. It just seems like that would be the end of the road for me. Like, that's just too much work. I can't do all that. I guess I just won't get off again. If that's what it's going to take, I guess I'm done.
I remember talking to somebody. It's an interesting, like, human sexuality and all of this is, there's two areas of study that I have been studying for a very long time. And one is, you know, sexuality and psychology of sexuality and just psychology in general. And the other one is, basically, it's the languages, you know, etymology. So I remember one person was telling me that he has gotten to the point where unless the sex is absolutely freaky, I mean, freaky, like pegging and domination, which I'm not going to criticize anybody. If you're into something, more power to you. If it's not hurting anybody, you do your thing. But my concern is when people get to the point where that's the only way, like they've progressed so far past the point where they can't enjoy regular connection sex anymore. And I understand the power and the, what's the word I'm looking for? Meditative effect, I think I would call it, on the sub-dominatrix type of relationship and that type of sex. But there's also, it's got to be very tough if that is your only way. That is the only thing to be careful about or be aware of, I think, too. So when you get to the point where it requires just choking or just being peed on or just being pegged or just something more extreme, there's a point where you might want to detox a little bit.
Amen, sister.
This is a perfect segue into speaking of freaky sex. We have a regular segment on the show. A lot of people who are wondering, first-time listeners or whatever, first-time subscriber, whatever, Shelly got a pool table for her garage, and we got to talking about various things to be done with the pool table, which led to an entire segment being created where every time we get together to do this show, I have to ask Shelly if she's been recently banged on her pool table. I haven't had a little graphic. Passion on the pool table. So Shelly, it's been a few weeks since we had a show. What's the verdict?
I tell you the verdict, and the verdict is in. I made sure that even though sometimes, much like when I was in high school, you do it at the last minute. Last night, I did a cram session in here. No pun intended.
No pun intended. I like that, a cram session. That's much nicer than a quickie.
Yeah. So, long story short, as I can make it, yesterday was a crazy day for me, and I was supposed to shoot for my website and some customs. Mm-hmm. So, all this crap happened. I had to deal with a bunch of stuff. So then 8 o'clock at night rolls around and I'm like, oh man, I got to get ready. It's 8 o'clock. This sucks. So I get full on ready to shoot. And then I'm just kind of like sitting in the living room and I'm like, dude, I just don't want to shoot. So I start drinking some wine thinking that's going to help me get a little bit like motivated, whatever. And what I realized was I just want to have sex. Like, I don't care about my members right now. I don't care about these custom orders right now. I want to get drunk and I want to have sex. That's just it. And then I told Metal Jesus, I said, look, if you know what's good for you, this is what's up. This is what we're going to do. And so we came out here. We started smoking the good old E-Rig, Pulsar E-Rig. Go check them out. Use the code SMOKEOUT. Save yourself a couple bucks. And I was just like, dude, yes. And then that Pulsar, let me tell you, the Pulsar to me makes me feel like I've had a couple glasses of champagne without having champagne. So it was adding to the whole experience. I put on this really cute outfit. Actually, he was sitting in this chair. Excuse me. I got to do the delivery good. He was sitting in this chair. I had my robe on. Then I disrobed.
You tugged the string gently.
Yeah. Very gently. Then it fell to the floor.
Revealing.
All but more. So we started here. Then I thought, you know what? This is who I am, people. This is who I am. I thought, I'm doing the smoke out tomorrow. I haven't done passion on the pool table. We need to move. This is in the middle of me giving a full-on 5-star performance over here with Metal Jesus.
It's to get dedication.
My brain went to, I have to move this over here so that I have a story to tell on the smoke out, which... What is he gonna get mad about that? No. So we went on over there, and you know what? I was telling Metal Jesus, you know, we've been together since 2016, and I said, I feel very much so like 2016-17 Shelly right now, and I embrace that. So that's what Passion on the Pool Table did last night.
Yay!
I will take this opportunity to take full credit for that because it was my idea in the first place. So you're welcome. I have to ask Shelly because I haven't asked in a while. Has there been any maintenance problems caused by this? Any tearing, any staining that had to be worked out, anything along those lines? Break
That's
it.
A good question.
Yes.
No, because like I said, I like to just be bent over on it. So there's no like
no muss, no fuss.
Yes.
there's no, there's, it's, you know, little error, very little room for error that way. And it just is better for me all around. So there you have it. Passion on the pool table has helped me. And there's a time, I think it was last month, I think I said this on the show, I told Metal Jesus, I said, look, there's this whole segment we do. So do you want to be the guy that I go back and say we didn't have passion on the pool table? And his answer was no. And then we had a good old time. You see?
That's right.
There you go.
Good old fashioned peer pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Society. So you don't want to be, you know, look bad in the eyes of the fans of the Smokeout. It's very motivating.
You don't want to be that guy.
I'm guessing he was well motivated on his own without all of that.
Yeah, but I'm very upfront with him, though. See, that's the thing. I'm very upfront. So if for some weird reason a creeper were to be like, oh, does Metal Jesus know Shelly's talking about this stuff? Because they come up. But yes. Yes, he knows.
It's a very popular segment. And we do
very. What, to be honest with you, I swear to goodness, two people that I don't know if they're still currently members, but two of them that were Secret Society members and Smokeout members specifically told me on different occasions that they kind of live for passion on the pool table and they like my stories.
That's fun.
Probably because they're jerking off to it, but there you go.
Well, do you feel like they're jerking off to it? Do you get the feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get the vibe?
Yep. 1000%.
Can you figure out like what it is they're jerking off to? Like, you're all, well, you're thinking about the pool table or something.
I'm not
like
that good. I wish I was. I'm not that good, but I know. And so, like, if they're ever like, I don't know, I know they gotta be like, whoa, how does she know? Because I know.
Stay tuned to TLC. Yeah. Shelly Martinez is the dick whisperer.
I'm the Duke Whisperer. I am.
Yeah. Well, April, thank you so much for joining us on this.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a ton of fun. And for those of you who somehow see this, like if you're watching, you're on your friend's subscription, they're watching it, you're watching it with them, get a subscription, tell your friends about it. This is what you're missing. We're not putting this on X. This is the good stuff right here. The pool table, the photographer, all the stuff. You want to see this?
That's awesome.
And we have to see one more flex. Zoom in on April Hunter. Her pec flex.
Yeah.
That'll get them. Look at that. Look at that talent. Go check her stuff out. Happy April
Cinco
Hunter.
De Mayo, Cinco de Mayo. Woo!
See?
That's the money shot right there. See?
Yeah. You said you would do it, Stoner.
You know what? Here. There you go.
Big up. Full on topless.
Subscribe. If you don't subscribe now, then you got that for free and you should really feel bad about yourself.
Ah. Don't be cheap.
That's right.
You can also send Amazon gift cards.
Or right, you guys have a good Cinco de Mayo.
All right. Adios. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, Amazon gift cards are welcomed.
Yes. We love that.